Hello, dear sisters. Welcome to another episode of Guarding the Wellspring. I am your host, Jennifer. Well, today is going to be a short episode because I have been on an amazing journey of self-care over the last week and switching gears, allowing myself to figure out what I want and to spend time doing things that are important to me. So last Saturday, instead of finalizing the podcast, which is what I would usually be doing late into the wee hours of the night after my daughter's asleep, I decided that my horrible, awful, messy desk that I could hardly work on because there were so many piles of paper and post-it notes and wayward pens and ribbons and toys, because my office is also my daughter's playroom. I thought it would feel really good to clean this desk off. And it was really nice to not work on the podcast, to not zone out in front of the TV, because don't we sometimes do that? These things that feel relaxing but are actually not really soul-serving or moving the needle on anything that would really give us a long-term rest or peace. Anyhow, it was different for me to do that, to give myself permission to carve out that space for myself. So I say all that because through this podcast, I want to share my journey as an invitation for your journeys. So giving the homework up front this week, take care of yourself in a truly important and altering way. I know sometimes it feels good to just zone out and eat good food and watch TV or whatever your thing is that feels relaxing and maybe in the long run isn't, scrolling Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. But instead, do something that will have a lasting effect. I have kept my desk clean all week, and actually it triggered a lot of other endeavors in the house. I organized a couple other areas and even bought some cute little cheap tiles at the Dollar Tree that actually look quite nice where I tucked them into this little cubby. So they actually look like real tiles from the distance they are. Anyhow, all that to say, really pray about that. Ask the Lord about it and do something for you. I think as wives and moms and just women in general, we're trained from very early on to take care of other people and put ourselves last. So much so that sometimes we don't even know what we want. And I've just been on a journey to try to figure that out for myself. I have a post-it on my calendar that says, "What does Jennifer want?" Because I don't always know, but I would like to start knowing and I would like to start valuing that and not just taking care of my daughter and other people in my life who need things, but really starting to try to value and take care of me too. And in the long run, that's really going to help my daughter and everyone else I love too, if I can be more healthy and more centered and more rested. So anyhow, I appreciated the week off and I'm happy to be back here with you again this Sunday. And, you know, Jennifer and the story that she shared with us in the last episode has just really been on my mind and my heart and my prayers. And I wanted to offer up a little meditation for her because, wow, what a story of God's faithfulness and God's love and God's hatred of oppression. And I really appreciated my time with her, and I want to offer this meditation for her and also for all of us as we navigate our messy marriages. And I want to say, you know, that term messy marriages is cute, right? I chose it because of the alliteration and it sounds good. It rolls off the tongue good. But really what I'm addressing here is I don't mean to sound trite, because what we've addressed so far, what I've dealt with, what Jennifer has dealt with, is far beyond messy. Messy sounds so ironically neat and clean and safe. And we're really talking about some pretty heavy and intense stuff. A lot of dysfunction and a lot of abuse. And I don't by any means mean to downplay that by saying messy marriages. It's just seems like an easy term. So maybe as we continue on in these, as the episodes go on, I will find a better term than messy marriage, but bear with me in the meantime as I figure that out, how to describe that. Because I'm really, really not wanting to address the more usual run-of-the-mill marriages. I'm talking about these marriages that we have to very difficult, abusive, emotionally immature men. And anyhow, so let's just jump right in. And I want to flip back and forth between a few scriptures. So as usual, I'm going to read the scripture through in its and by itself, and then I'll read it a second time and interject my own prayers and thoughts, and really just invite you to get quiet in your heart, in your mind, and let's just take a few deep breaths and acknowledge that Jesus is already here in the room with us. He's already dwelling in our hearts, and he's not the one that's arriving right now. We are. We are tuning in. We are opening our eyes and our ears and our hearts. We are slowing down and paying attention to the one who's always with us, who's always dying, literally dying, hanging on a cross and dying to have a relationship with us. And on that note, Jesus, we apologize for dragging our feet in coming to you, for not eagerly racing to spend time with you and soak you in. And we know that you know what we're made of. You know why we avoid you, why we stay busy. You know better than we do. But Jesus and Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit, we love you, triune, beautiful, loving God. And you're such a mystery, and yet you're so close. And we thank you for that. Father God, I just want to thank you for Jennifer and her story. And I want to thank you for all of our stories that you're writing with your love. Thank you for the wisdom that you're giving us, the ways that you're growing us. And I just ask, Jesus, that you would send your Holy Spirit now to me as I'm praying, that I would pray the words you want us to hear. I ask that you send your Holy Spirit on all those listening and praying with me, that they may hear your message for them. And we're starting off with Ephesians 5, verse 6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were darkness, But now, in the Lord, you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, and understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. And so, dear sisters, I'll read this through again with my prayers for you. And as always, if something is speaking to you, pause this and have that conversation with the Lord. That is far more important than anything that I am saying. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Oh Lord, the first thing I think of is all of the gaslighting, all of the lies, all of the empty promises that we're dealing with our husbands. And, you know, Jennifer mentioned the pain and the trauma and the harmful teachings that Focus on the Family and other similar organizations perpetuate when they say that a wife's role was to submit. And it's funny because at the end of this section that we're praying through, the very next thing is that section. And Lord, I pray that one day we can go through that. You will enlighten my mind. But for now, Lord, we hear you. Let no one deceive you with empty words. Let no one deceive you with empty words. God, I pray for all of my sisters listening that they would receive your Holy Spirit and they would be able to identify immediately the lies, the gaslighting, the empty promises, these empty words, all of the ways that we have been deceived and are still being deceived, that you would illuminate the truth, God, and help us to live in that and not fall away and be deceived by them. Because you tell us that your wrath is coming down on those who do those things, that those empty words, the gaslighting, the lies, the hiding, the untruth, that is our husbands being disobedient. And not only that, Lord, you take it a step further. Therefore, do not be associated with them. Jennifer said the very same thing in her interview, God, and I thank you so much, so much for the wisdom you poured out on her. And I pray that all of us may receive that wisdom and that growth in the same manner that she did. She stopped associating with her husband when he did these things, and she promised even at the end of the interview that if he continued to do those things, if those things came back, she would not be associated with him. That is how strongly you care about us in our hearts and do not want us to be deceived, do not want us to be abused. We thank you, God, for your love. For once you were darkness. Lord, that's so true. As we dealt with the abuse and just an environment of dysfunction, sadness and fear and trauma, we were, some of us still are, stuck in that darkness, and because of that became that darkness ourselves, did things we didn't want to do, said things we didn't want to say because we were so backed into a corner. But you have given us this promise and you have rescued us. And you say that now we are light. We are in you, Lord, and that has given us the light. And you urge us to live as children of the light. God, I pray for myself and for Jennifer and her children and all of us who are listening, all of our children and our husbands too, that we would live as children of the light. Because the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And there is nothing good and right and true about abuse. There is no reason to submit to any of that. And I just thank you, God, that you are a God that hates oppression. You are a God that hates abuse. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. God, I want to affirm again that this podcast is yours. I give this to you, Jesus, that you may help us to expose these unfruitful works of darkness. Jesus, this is your podcast. Do what you will. God, you say it's shameful even to mention what such people do. And I felt that in the interview with Jennifer. I felt some of the things that she told us were so painful, Lord, so sad and so shocking. And I just wanted to scoop her up in my arms and hold her. I felt, and I think we all felt, so sorrowful for what she suffered. And she was so brave to say those things aloud. But she did so on purpose, God. Because she knew everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. God, she shared the most awful things, and yet she shone like your beautiful child of light. She became the light, and her husband is choosing to turn towards the light. And I thank you so much, God, that you call to all of us, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead. Sisters, awake, rise from the dead. All of you husbands, awake, rise from the dead. You children, awake, rise from the dead. Lord Jesus Christ, shine on us all. Help us know how to live. Let us be careful and be wise. Let us make the most of our time, because these days are evil. God, tell us, show us. Pour your Holy Spirit in abundance out upon us, that we not be foolish, but we understand your will, God. Help us to not just get drunk with wine, Lord, but all of those things that are lesser than a child of God deserves, God. Oh, there's so many ways we could fall into that debauchery, as it says in this translation. All of those things that take us away from the Spirit. Let us be more interested in being filled with the Spirit than any other thing that might numb us out or pull us away or give us that temporary comfort. God, even as I was mentioning in the beginning of this episode, Lord, sometimes it's so easy to just do the thing that feels in the moment that it would feel the best. But it's not. that thing that really fills us up. Fill us up with your spirit, Lord. Fill us up with your plan and your will, that we would be praising you with these psalms and these hymns and these spiritual songs, that we would be a light to each other. We would make a melody of our lives, and we would dance with you and converse with you, Lord, in our hearts. We thank you, Father God, at all times, especially, Lord, this week. Let your Holy Spirit call you to our mind at all times, that we may give thanks to you for everything. And we do, Lord, we give thanks to you for all these things that happen in our life that we endure. Even all of these awful things, that's all of it can be used as good in our lives by you, because you are the master artist and the master chef, and you can do anything with any ingredient, Lord. And we thank you so much for that, Lord. And as we move from Ephesians, I want to move to Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Oh, Lord, thank you for this beautiful scripture. In the very beginning, the first scripture in Ephesians, I chose because Jennifer herself mentioned that verse. But this verse I chose because it just speaks of her to me. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. God, I thank you. This is Jennifer. This is her. She was faithful to you, Lord. She, and let's get this straight. The important thing was not her being faithful to her husband in the midst of his abuse. She was faithful to you, Lord. You called her to stay, and you gave her a promise, and you gave her the knowledge that she should not stay in the abuse, but she should put up the boundaries she needed to keep herself safe. And you brought the abuse to a close because she was obedient to you. And now look at her shine. Look at the glory of the Lord that is upon her, that has brought her husband to repentance and to be that new creation he is called to be in Christ. And here she is giving light to all of us sisters who are following behind her. Thank you, God. Arise, shine, for your light has come. All of you, my sisters, listening to this, this is a call to you to stand up, arise, shine. Don't hide. Don't let your husband push you around. Get your safety plan. Learn about boundaries. Get out of the house. Get him out of the house. Whatever you need to do to stand in the light, to expose his deeds of darkness, to keep yourself safe. The glory of the Lord will shine upon you, will rise for you, will fight for you. If God is for us, who can be against us? God is for you, sisters. He is not for your marriage at any cost. No. He is for you. He is for your husband. He loves you both as individuals. The marriage is secondary. It truly is. He wants you to arise. He wants you to demand that you be treated like the daughter of God that you are. And if your husband can step up, God, please let our husband step up. Let my husband step up. I do want my marriage to survive, but I will not live in the darkness anymore. For the next verse says, for darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. Darkness has covered our households. Darkness has covered our husbands, ourselves, our children. Thick darkness. A thick darkness has weighed upon us in our minds and our hearts. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. God, make this a reality and do not tarry. Bring it, and bring it swiftly and quickly, and keep us safe, and let us shine and arise as your beautiful, beloved, chosen, and cherished daughters. God, thank you. Thank you for the worth that we have. May we all know that and claim that, and not take one more minute of gaslighting, of lies, of pushing boundaries, of marital rape, of abuse, of bullying. God, teach us and show us and bring us those resources to let this be true now. And sisters, I want you to lift up your eyes and look around. When we can do this, they all gather together and they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and I claim this right now, Lord Jesus Christ, in your name, as a promise for Jennifer in specific, that her sons would come back to her, would trust her, would see that she has been the one being abused, that she is trustworthy, that she can be followed, that she needs their love. And I claim this for all of us, for all of our children. Our daughters shall be carried on our nurses' arms. Lift up your eyes and look around. I want to go back to that. Sisters, what is it you need to see? Ask the Lord right now. Holy Spirit, come and show us. Help us to lift up our eyes and look around. And what do you want to show us? What are we begging you to see? And how can we take the next step in that direction? And then it's followed by your promise, God. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you, God. We thank you so much that when we start to stand in the dignity of our identity in you, as beloved daughters, as inheritance of the King's household, when we stand in that and we start to shine and be radiant, we will have hearts that thrill and rejoice, and the abundance of the life that you promise us will come to us. And God willing, our husbands will wake up and come to us. But God, if they don't, you have abundance for us either way. You know, so much of this is the battle of darkness and light. And you say that those who love the darkness will flee the light. So we don't have to worry about discerning. If we stand in your light, we become your light, and we become obedient to your will. Try to discover what's good and pleasing to you, and to do that. If our husbands wish to remain in darkness, they will stay in that darkness, and it will be apparent. They will live in that darkness. And if, God, you are calling them into your marvelous light too, then we thank you, and they will be there with us. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much for this time of prayer. I thank you so much for Jennifer's story. Thank you for everything you're doing in all of our lives right now. And whenever you're listening, sisters, it's not a coincidence. This is God's perfect timing. This is God's perfect will. And he loves you so much more than you can comprehend. And he wants good things. He wants the abundant life that he promised us. He doesn't want you to live in darkness. He doesn't want gaslighting, lying, abuse, dysfunction, name calling. He wants you to experience all of his love, to live in that love daily. And if that's not what you're experiencing in your home, then you need to sit down with him and seriously ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you your next step for how to live in that environment. Because if it's not the environment of your home, then that's not where you should be living. Get safe. Get a safety plan. Pray to the Lord. Visit your local shelter. Call the domestic hotline. Stand in the light. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has and will rise upon you. Thank you, dear Jesus. And dear sisters, I love you, and I will see you again next week. Please, please take care of your hearts and value it. Don't put other people and other things in a higher place than they need to be. God is residing in your heart, and he wants to talk to you there. He wants to live there. So take care of that place, that throne for him. Create that for him this week. And I will see you next week.